Hello, Eagles fans. It's time once again for Bob's Discount Furniture presents Around the NFC. So I'm Chris McPherson, joined by Bo Wolf and Fran Duffy. And I really liked last week's segment, which was titled, aptly by Bo, Atop the NFC East. And the Eagles are still kind of atop the NFC East, just they're in a tie now. It's not all by themselves, but Sunday night, obviously.
It's like you're sharing the seat, but the Eagles have the armrest.
They do. I will agree with that. It's a good way to put it. So, first place on the line, both the Eagles and Cowboys, 9-4. Basically, this will determine who wins the division. How much are you guys looking forward to this showdown? The rematch from the Thanksgiving humbling of the Cowboys.
Well, if the Eagles win, they will win the division. If the Cowboys win, the Eagles could still win the division.
Yes.
If they win out and the Cowboys lose to Indianapolis or somebody else, because they'll still have a division tiebreaker.
Yes.
But let's not make it that complicated.
Let's
beat the Cowboys this week and end it for all.
Yeah, I mean, it's the second game in 3 weeks, and it's rare that that's happened in Eagles-Cowboys history, really, any rivalry with any of the NFC's opponents.
It's stupid scheduling is what it is.
Well, but, you know, it's happened. It's actually interesting. It's happened across the league with a lot of these division teams. But look, it's gonna be a great game. Obviously, a lot of those things we talked about a couple weeks ago still stand, the battles in the trenches and, you know, Dez Bryant and DeMarco Murray and Tony Romo's back and, you know, all those same storylines, you know. Just cut and paste.
How does the Cowboys offensive line handle the vaunted Eagles defensive line?
Right, exactly. That's well, look, I mean, after the game that the guys up front had this past week against Seattle, obviously, look, this is the way that this unit's been playing for the majority of the season, and it's good to see them show up on a national stage 2 weeks ago against Dallas, last week against Seattle, and they'll get another chance on Sunday night.
Now, when you mentioned Tony Romo is back, did you mean that Tony Romo is back or his actual back?
His actual back.
Gotcha.
His
okay.
Actual back. His back is back.
That's the one thing I'm waiting to see is how will the rest impact him, because he certainly wasn't himself in that Thanksgiving Day game. And the one matchup, you know, we talked about DeMarco Murray going against the Eagles defensive line. I really still think it's going to come down to Dez Bryant and the receivers and the secondary. And if Tony Romo's healthier and he's able to make some moves in the pocket, certainly that could open up things there for the wide receivers.
I think you're right. I think I have more confidence that of the two of defending the run versus defending the pass, I have more confidence that the Eagles will still be able to shut out DeMarco Murray, even though he is the league's leading rusher and had a great game last week against Chicago. I feel like that matchup really actually favors the Eagles because of how well they've defended the run this season. They did it against Marshawn Lynch last week. I do feel like the Cowboys may have some more opportunities in the passing game if Tony Romo isn't feeling quite so feeble on Sunday night and can maybe get the ball downfield to Dez Bryant.
Well, I mean, keep this in mind too, is that Tony Romo, when we played them on Thanksgiving, he was 2 weeks removed from a bye week. He was 1 week removed from a game against the Giants where they kept him completely protected. I mean, the offensive front for Dallas kept him clean for the majority of the game against the Giants. So coming into that Thanksgiving game, I mean, for all intents and purposes, he was healthy. So, it's gonna be a factor of, you know, can the defensive front get to him early, get him on his back, and, you know, make him start, thinking about going down a little bit earlier than he maybe should, which we saw multiple times in that game on Thanksgiving. And I agree. I mean, look, The Eagles defense against DeMarco Murray in that run game, they showed what they can do early on, especially on Thanksgiving. Chicago last week, look, that Chicago defense is struggling right now. They have been for the past couple of years.
Where would you start on that defense? What position would you start?
Where would Fran Duffy actually start, would he draft?
Yeah, where would I mean, I would probably start at safety, but no, I mean, look, they need help at every level. I mean, they've had some injuries too, and that hasn't helped.
For safety, sideline to sideline.
I mean, I don't know if you watched Chris Conte, but
right.
No, I mean, that's the issue, is that, you know, they need help at every level. But back to Dallas, I mean, look, they, you know, it's tough to kind of gauge. Everyone said like, oh, you know, the run game's back. That defense is not terribly impressive, so they were able to kind of have their way.
Lincoln Financial will be rocking Sunday night. The Cowboys have not lost on the road all season. The Eagles were just handed their first loss at home in 2014 by the Seattle Seahawks. Now let's look to the other teams at division. Washington, they are now 3-10 after losing 24-0 to the Rams. I think everyone enjoyed the troll move by Jeff Fisher, sending out all the players acquired in the RG3 trade out for the pregame coin toss. But in terms of their season, they don't know where the quarterback is. Everything seems lost for him at this point.
They make this joke on Twitter, whoever is writing the script for the Washington team every season, it's impressive that they are always able to come up with new material for twists and turns in that front office. It's awesome.
Yeah, and the, you know, the quarterback issue, the issues on defense, you know, all the the issues that are going on behind the scenes. There's all kinds of problems right
it's
now
drama.
In Washington. It's a lot of drama. It's a lot of drama.
RG3 so. Punting to himself after practice and retrieving the ball. It's all good stuff. I love it.
Yeah, I really wish it was playing on TV. Not just every Sunday, but actual like network television. So last but not least, the Giants. They are 4-9 after taking the Titans to the woodshed by a 36-7 margin. They are 4-9 on the season. So that's going to do it for this edition of Bob's Discount Furniture Presents Around the NFC East. For Fran Duffy and Bo Wolf, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us. We'll